Welcome everyone to our seminar, Awake to Israel 2015. We'll open in a word of prayer and then we'll get down to business. Now David, would you open in prayer, brother, just where you are? Amen. And we give a special welcome to Kevin Rosalind. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you for sharing with us today. He's taking session 3, which is straight after lunch. Just one thing. What I would call expectations. Just what's going to happen today. Matthew is a wonderful book. Look, Sermon on the Mount, the Olivet Discourse, the Discourse on Forgiveness, and so on. So it is a treasure house, the book of Matthew. And I don't want you to be disappointed that I didn't talk about this, didn't talk about that, didn't raise that. We're going to follow a theme. And the theme is simply this, as we have on the front of the notes, the Messiah in the book of Matthew. And we're going to follow the phrase that occurs 16 times in the book of Matthew. This was done that it might be fulfilled by the prophet so-and-so saying. Now that occurs 16 times in Matthew. That's the theme that we are going to follow. We're going to assume that we know nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but we're going to assume that we do have some knowledge of the prophecies in the Old Testament about someone who's going to come. And Matthew has the task, that is his argument, to show that Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter from Nazareth, was none other than the one who fulfilled all of these prophecies that began in the Garden of Eden right through to the very last book in the Old Testament. So that's the theme that we are following. And we can't deviate too much from that theme. There are 16 quotations, 16 times it says, this was done in the life of Jesus of Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet so-and-so saying. And we can't do the 16 of them. It'd take us too long. So we've done a selection, all right? So let's have a look at our notes now. What do we have here in our study notes? So let's have a look at the first page here, and we'll plot our course. Matthew, Messiah and Matthew, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. I'm on page 2. And the contents are the first session, the origins and birth of the promised Messiah. Session 2, the ministry of the promised Messiah. Session 3, the rejection of the promised Messiah and the hardening of Israel, the partial hardening of Israel. Kevin's kindly going to do that session for us. And then the final finale is the triumphal entry, that is into Jerusalem, to the return of the promised Messiah. And then finally we have some points to take home, we trust, some challenging points about our time today. If you're into word clouds, underneath that you'll see a word cloud that's very popular for the book of Matthew. You find some of the words that are in the book of Matthew, and there's a little design there. Right, let's get going. Let's launch this now. Session number 1, page 3. Okay, so the first session is the origins and birth of the promised Messiah. It says in Luke chapter 24 verse 45 that when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about these things, he said he opened their understanding so that they might understand these things. So they are not necessarily self-evident. The Lord Jesus Christ is needed to give us an understanding of these spiritual and dynamic things. So let's turn to Luke 24:45, please, and just read that. Luke 24:45. And while we're turning to that particular passage, you know it says in the end of Daniel, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge will increase. Now I don't believe that that's referring to rockets and planes and trains and cars. I believe that's many running to and fro in the sealed book that is opened up now in the end time. Many will run to and fro in the book. That is the Bible. And knowledge will increase regarding these spiritual things in the end time. And we'll be doing that today. We'll be going to and fro and having a look at the scriptures themselves. So here we are, Luke 24:45. 24:45, which reads, verse 25, then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. A rebuke to the disciples. Ought not the Christ, the Messiah, to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Question mark. And beginning at Moses. Beginning at Moses. And all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Beginning at Moses, he expounded and explained to them, gave them understanding. So we trust the Lord's help at any time, and even this time, to consider this theme. Point number one, three introductory questions. We have words here that we have used in our study. And that is the word Messiah. What is the meaning of the word Messiah? See there in the heading, promised Messiah. What is Messiah? Well, there are four occurrences in the King James Version of the word Messiah in English. Two are in John and two are in Daniel 9. Messiah. In the Greek it's Messias, and in the Hebrew it's Mashiach. And here we have them. Let's turn to one of them in John as our references show here. John chapter 1 verse 45. Let's have a look at that. John 1:45, a lovely encounter with someone, with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it is Nathanael. John chapter 1 verse 45. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Let's have a look at 4:25, please. John 4:25. The woman at the well. John chapter 4 verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. See the word Messiah there. He's the coming one. And then John, who's a Jew, who's writing in Greek, for Greeks and people in the world, in brackets we see, who is called Christ. And when we come over into the Greek language in the New Testament, we have Christos, which is equivalent to Messiah, which is what then? An anointed one. That's the meaning of the word Messiah. An anointed one. And it is an anointed one within the function of the kingdom of the Old Testament, which we call the theocracy. And there are three offices in the Old Testament. Prophet, priest, and king. And these three offices usually enter their offices by an anointing. The priest particularly, and the king particularly. And the prophet sometimes is anointed. Anointed with oil. Anointed with oil. Someone set apart by God. Someone acknowledged by God with the anointing oil. One who is anointed to do a task. And this is of interest because of our Lord Jesus, which we know and believe is prophet, priest, and king. That's where the idea of Messiah comes from. So when we talk about Jesus the Messiah, we're going deep back into the Old Testament, and it is an office within the theocratic kingdom in Israel. And the Lord Jesus Christ has not yet fulfilled all his functions. He is a priest now. He was a prophet in his earthly ministry, and we are waiting for him as son of David to be king of kings and lord of lords, king over all kings on the earth and lord over all lords of the earth. He will enter into that in a spectacular way.